here's a story from The World.
Politicians in Poland have turned to music to attract voters and a genre called disco polo. Yep, synthesizers, drum machines, and bouncy pop melodies. That might sound cheesy for some, but for the politicians who've embraced disco polo, it's had an impact and broadened their base. Maria Wilczek writes about Poland for The Economist magazine.
Disco polo is a uniquely Polish genre of dance music. It was created in rural Poland in the 1980s, and it blends upbeat folk tunes with drum machines and synthesizers. It was particularly popular in the 80s and 90s, and now they're making a big comeback.
Disco polo used to be relegated to wedding playlists, but that's not the case anymore. Bands can sell out major venues like Warsaw's Central Palace of Culture and Science. There's even a school in eastern Poland that offers a class in disco polo. Politicians have been quick to embrace its popular appeal.
Polish politicians have appeased to disco polo listeners for a long time now. As early as in 1995, there was a presidential campaign where both front runners were backed by disco polo artists. Aleksander, or Olek, as we say in Polish, Kwaśniewski, who then became Poland's second democratically elected president, won to the tune of loosely translating, Olek, Olek for president, only you, Ole, Olek today, let's choose future and style. Ole, ole, Olek, ole, ole, ole. But those were more subtle flirtations. That was a way of perhaps warming one's image during a campaign, and nothing quite like the institutionalized level of support that's now been extended to these musicians under the Law and Justice Party. A big part of that has been its prominence on public television. The state broadcaster TVP has released a biopic about one of the better known disco polo artists called Zenek Martyniuk. They've also received hefty financial support. Disco polo artists are amongst the largest beneficiaries of a COVID compensation fund.
The Polish government takes its disco polo very seriously. Wilczek explains why.
The genre's enthusiasts are most numerous amongst ruling party's core voter base. PiS is a party that wins elections thanks to hearty support in the countryside and small towns. That's where its conservative social values hit home with voters, and it's also where its generous welfare programs are best received. And in the last parliamentary election in 2019, the party gathered roughly twice as high support in these regions, and these happen to be the heartlands of these simple tunes.
Maria Wilczek of The Economist. You can hear more of Maria's take on disco polo on the Intelligence podcast brought to us by our friends at Economist Radio.
From PRX.